This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, last week we had a great chat with our regular dietitian, Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, about how we can use our diet to help the planet. And one of the suggestions was to reduce our intake of meat, particularly red meat. Now, I've got to admit, I've been trying to reduce my meat intake, but I've also been increasing my dairy protein as a result, particularly after a heavy gym workout. And could we be relying more on plant-based protein to help the planet rather than dairy-based protein? Emma White is a food technologist from Why Meat Company, joins us. Emma, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Can we replace animal protein altogether in our diet?
Yeah, I think there's plenty of options on the supermarket shelf that enables you to change from a meat-based diet to a plant-based diet. I think the trend, it was a massive trend up for plant-based. It's slightly just plateaued over the last 6 to 8 months because of the giant leap that it had, but I can't see that there would be any issues in transferring from a meat-based diet to a plant-based.
What about gym junkies? Isn't whey protein the golden standard when it comes to a complete protein? And what is a complete protein? Can we get that from plants?
Yeah, definitely, which is the amino acid component to plant protein isolate. And there's plenty of protein isolates out there, such as pea, where we use pea, and there's obviously no allergens associated with that. Soy is also another isolate that's commonly used within the industry. Faba is coming, is just come on the scene in regards to a protein isolate that can be used to consumers.
What was that one?
And I think faba beans. It's grown here in Australia, which is even better. We haven't perfected the isolation process. So what isolate means is actually extracting everything else but leaving the protein amount or the protein within the powder itself, which is obviously, which caters the amino acid profile and so forth. Hemp is also another really good one, and it's plant-based, has a really good complete amino acid, and it's also got omega-3s as well to it. So you get your fatty acids into that element as well. So I think there's plenty of options for consumers if you're just to look on the supermarket shelves. And there's a lot of plant-based athletes out there as well now.
Emma, this is Susie. I've been vegetarian for 13 years, but I'm always struggling, right? I'm always thinking, do I need to go full vegan to help the planet? What's wrong with being vegetarian or even just reducing meat intake for other people?
Yeah, well, when we started Why Meat back in 2020, we went to the States in 2019, and the stats were alarming in regards to just in 2050, the sustainability of like just meat production alone to the population won't be there. So we definitely need those alternatives to enable us to sustain our growing population. So that alone, I think, yeah, it does help the environment. It's less taxing on the land itself. I'm not saying, there is a place for meat-based products. I'm not saying that there isn't. And I think I read somewhere else that something new and innovative is they're feeding the cow seaweed, which is less emitting methane when they pass in or when they go to the toilet and so forth. So, I mean, there's stuff circulating around regarding that as well. And I think, yeah, we are in the food industry looking at massive alternatives to help with sustainability.
Speaking of methane, I know Warren has experimented with soy protein shakes and has a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I find, do I need to eat seaweed with my protein shake? Because I do find that the soy proteins and the plant-based proteins do increase the gas.
Yeah, I think it's just a reaction within your body that you're not used to it. So your gut tends to get used to certain things. So what you put in it daily is definitely something that we need to look at. Yeah, legumes tend to, give you gas, which we all know. I don't know. It would be an interesting study to go, let's put seaweed with your diet. It's actually, seaweed's good from an iodine perspective, and we're all really low in iodine as well. And it's one element that I think is imperative when you're having to look at, healthy thyroids and so forth. I can't really talk on the medical dietitian side of things, but, from all the research I've seen, seaweed is actually really good for you.
All right, Emma, what about some food trends? What food trends can we look forward to for the next 12 months to help us be more sustainable?
Sustainable sourcing is one thing I think that's going to be a major focus over the border, the food industry. I think if we can buy Australian-made or Australian locally produced products, we're not only just going to sustain, it's going to cost less money because we're not shipping products from overseas. It's also leaving the economy quite healthy for productions and so forth. Also, buying in bulk is one thing that I think we tend to, not do as much of, and I think it's something that we can look at. But in the flip side, you can buy bulk, but you might actually produce more waste. So it's a fine balance of, okay, cool, the stuff that I can buy and it can be frozen if it starts to turn, such as bananas, berries and so forth. We like to do things at home because the purse strings are a little bit more tighter these days. There's a home away challenge. We have a mini potato cake on the closed shelves, which actually, is good as, okay, cool, I'll make fish and chips at home with my kids. There's plenty of options on the supermarket shelves that you can do a takeaway option that you would normally go out and purchase elsewhere. Again, we touched on plant-based. Plant-based is not going anywhere. And I think it's an area that even if we could cut down one or two meals a week, it's going to help your diet, your digestive, to get used to the plant proteins and also the environment. And also the utilization of an air fryer. Don't know whether or not you guys have an air fryer at home.
I have to admit, I bought one.
I've got one.
Have you got one too?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it. Because I'm such a crappy cook, it's made it so easy.
I just like that you don't have to clean your oven.
Yeah, and I think, that too. You still have to clean the air fryer. It's opened an element of, going and getting chips from, the frozen chip aisle and looking them into the air fryer, and it's still tasting really crisp and nice in the middle. And I think, and it takes away all the fat components, so therefore it's a healthier option. You can cook, it's a more of an intense heat, so therefore you can cook baked products that give it a really nice fluffy pastry. And I think the air fryer is something that we're all going to have to get used to and accustomed to.
Fantastic. Emma, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you. That's food technologist Emma White from White Meat Company here on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.